Now this is beginning of Channel 2 Right. This Thursday morning with Mr. Guthrie, the 20th of August 1970, the beginning of Channel 2 Right. The beginning of Channel 2 Right and this fine visit with Mary Guthrie this Thursday morning, the 20th of August 1970. The beginning of Channel 2 Right this Thursday morning, the 20th of August 1970. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right. The beginning of Channel 2 Right on this fine visit with Mary Guthrie on Thursday, the 20th of August, 1970.
We hope.
Carlisle will come on. Did you call in this time?
I talked with Jean a long time.
Were they leaving soon?
Mm-hmm. She said fairly, middle of the morning, something like that. They had to get off.
Have something. I don't think people come back here as much as they come there where you are. Don't anybody hardly ever come in here from the road. Of course, now you are on a little bit more open. A little more open country there. You're on two roads.
And no fella that locked Lucy, his name was White, had a little place. And they come over there and got his deeds and got every bit of his property.
Yes.
And I don't know why in the world people do things like that. They want the homes fixed, you know?
Yes.
And in the first place, if they didn't lose the place, they caught charge them too much. Yeah. And got this old man everything he had. Well, after you sign your deeds away to him, you gone. You that, ain't got nothing.
The law can't help you much.
That's right.
Well, now, how'd you happen to call Carrie Walker?
Well, it was, this happened on a Wednesday, and it worried me. I didn't sleep none, because I knew that the way the man acted, and he lied in the first place, I knew he was a crook. And on a Saturday morning, I was cleaning house, and I said, you know, I'm going to go call Carrie Walker. And he said, what for? I said, I'm just going to talk to her. And we had a long talk. And he told Carrie the same thing he told me. And we just talked to each other. But you know that night when I called that law didn't hesitate. That law went right on out there.
Yeah.
And they told me, says, we're going to keep in touch with you. And it was just like this, just as fast as the call could come through. They'd call me and they'd call Carrie. And Carrie would call me and I'd call her. And they kept us informed. And when they got the man, they said, well, we got your crook and got him in jail. And they were from Miami.
Yeah.
These men were. One thing in the world but flim flams.
Now that was on a Wednesday.
That was on a Wednesday that they come to my house. And how come me to remember the date so good is because Toby got off on Wednesday and he'd come out there and help us with the cows.
Yeah.
And they were out there working with the cows. But it was several weeks or months before they got them. They didn't ever come back.
They was out there working. Well, that fellow was pretty bold, wasn't he?
He sure was.
Well, he saw them out there, didn't he?
He must have did. He asked me, did that other fellow stay with us? And I said, yes, sir. Well, he don't stay here every night, does he? I said, every night of his life, he's here. He don't never go away from home? I said, never.
And you took him in the house there where Mr. Guthrie was.
Yeah, I thought that he said that he asked me, he says, do you all rent some land from the containers? And I said, yes, sir. He said, the cooperation. And I said, yes, we do. And he said, well, I'm sorry, but he said there's some trouble come up, and he said, I've come out here to talk to you all about it. And I just figured that the man seen Toby and Marvin out there, and I thought he was honest that he wanted to talk to Mr. Guthrie about the problems that come up, and I carried him in the house. But before I got him in there, I found out he was a fake.
You knew it all.
I knew he was a fake. And I started out of doors to take his tag number, and seemed like something just caught me in my back and said, don't you leave out of that room.
And he just looked over everything.
He looked over everything, and Carrie said he looked over everything they had.
And he said you had something he wanted.
He said.
Now that was a mistake.
He told me, yeah.
Oh.
That's what I told Mr. Guthrie. I said, he's the one that's an idiot. He gave himself away.
Well, where did the idiot come in?
Oh, that idiot, Francis, Carrie started that. She said he thought we was a bunch of idiots.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Just playing you for dumb.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't never know. They didn't never know how it got started and nothing about it. I bet you they wonder today how come them to be arrested.
Yeah.
And they spent their Christmas in jail.
Yeah. Well. But they acted so peculiar. You wonder how they lasted longer than
that. That's what. Well, probably they was just new. They might have been just started out.
Yeah.
They just probably had never beat nobody out of anything themselves, and they just might have just started out, and they didn't know how to do.
Yeah.
And got themselves in trouble.
Man alive.
Carrie asked me, she says, are you scared? I said, heck no, I ain't scared. She said, they might come back here and do something. I said, no, they ain't going to miss it. I'm just scared to the test. One of what you had, and they didn't get it, and they threw me. I said, they ain't going to bother you.
It looked like having Marvin and Toby both there would have scared them off.
Well, see, they was just outside working, and that didn't have anything to do with what he wanted to say.
And they didn't believe you. Toby didn't believe you. Said, why don't you think of something?
He looked that way. He looked like that he said, well, if you're going to tell a bobo, why don't you think of something? He wouldn't even look at me when I was telling it. People wouldn't even look at me. Turn around and walk off. That's just like it does sound just like a fairy tale.
That's right. Because you just wouldn't, something like that just wouldn't happen.
So I won't ever get that opportunity again to get me a vacuum cleaner.
If I have a bad one, imagine I'll have to go down.
Stop that. Sticking up here. Sit down in your chair.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to come out there and demonstrate.
We're going to have some of this fine pie over here, you know.
He asked me to let him demonstrate it, and I did. He wanted to clean the porch. Show me how to clean the porch, and I said, to help yourself.
Hey, I don't need the pie. I'll just eat biscuits, I guess.
You better eat some of that pie.
Well, what do you mean? You're taking me seriously? Now, when you start taking me seriously?
He looked like he was serious, Miss Mary.
What?
Well, yeah, both, put it that way.
He looked like he's just going to eat all your biscuits and not leave any for us for tonight.
She was giving me an eye sign. I guess
that's what it was. You'll bake some more if you want.
That's what it was. I've been eating too much.
You know, he has a whole baker out here.
Oh, look. Look, guy. Look. Ooh, man. I'm sorry you showed it to them, Miss Mary. They'll be eating all afternoon.
Well, that'll be you.
You know, a fella used to come home from school or come in from the field and take one of them along with him.
Y'all might not like them pears. Oh, man.
I make a mess.
You don't make... You guys haven't seen my mess yet.
There you go. We got get some of this off the table where we can get this pie.
Now that's when they told Mr. Guthrie he couldn't ride the horse anymore.
That's right.
But he did.
He rode a little bit, not much. He never was able to drive cows and do hard. But he rides a little bit.
Yeah. Now, Marvin never got hurt.
No, sir. He was using the saw. He was behind the saw.
Yeah. But now, he's been pretty lucky, though, as much work as he's done, not to get...
And have as many buildings blowed up from under him as he were.
Marvin?
I got pictures at home and they just all two pieces that he sent me when he was in the service.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, and I see some of
these. He stayed four and a half years, you know, over yonder in that war.
Four and a half years.
Four and a half years.
Well, I thought maybe he wouldn't even have to go to war. Farmers, you know.
And he did. All right, Miss Mary, you help yourself first.
No, I want you all to help.
4 and a half years.
He was gone 4 and a half years.
Yeah. Some pear pie?
And he got into the hot spot.
Yes, sir.
And he lived to tell it.
He sure did.
Well, how does he lives a charmed life.
Yeah. Do we?
He leads a charmed life.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's this crust.
That's fine, Faye. Let me start off now. I might want to come back again.
Help yourself.
Just a little bit, Miss Mom.
A little bit?
I can't eat much sweet. That's a plenty.
Is that right?
That's a plenty.
I don't know what you put in it, but it's plenty. It's a lot of it, whatever it was.
Isn't
it? A lot of it. What you mean?
You already put something.
Make it good.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Boy.
You know, that is just delicious to get it cold.
Oh, it's better cold.
And put your gaba ice cream on top of it. But I like mine hot. Now, Marvin likes his cold. But he likes his cold and get him a gaba ice cream on top of it. It's good. It really is. But I don't know. I just like mine hot.
This is marvelous. And you can use apples the same way.
Peaches?
You know, I hadn't thought about it, but one thing, make it hard on Marvin out there working at the university. He don't get to eat dinner.
Oh, yes, he does.
He eats out of a bucket.
Well, he carries it with him. He's got a refrigerator out there not cooking butter, beans, and peas, stew, beef, anything, and fix his lunch.
You mean he don't sit down and just eat some cold meat or something?
No, sir. He had some of this same fair pie yesterday. Butter, beans, and peas.
Cold.
He puts it in the refrigerator. If he wants it warm, he's got a stove there and he warms it.
My goodness.
Well, I'll be that bad. I didn't know anything like that.
They have fish fries out there. Rob will get a bunch of brim and take out that. Marvin will fry them for him. Come on, have some more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a big time out there. If I cook a cake and give Marvin some, well, I cook a cake and send the whole thing out there.
Oh, you do?
And they just have a...
Well, this is really good, Miss Mary. It's rich.
It's the crust that makes it.
Isn't it marvelous?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't believe I'll feel sorry for him then out there.
Oh, he has a big time out there.
Let's see if I can get transferred.
They have a refrigerator and a stove.
But for a man who has sat down to some food like this, you see, most of it is like, it'd be hard just to hire out and go out there and eat cold stuff out of a
tin. You know them old cold cuts, they cost money.
Oh, man.
And they ain't even worth
talking
about.
Mm-mm.
No,
they're not.
They got no taste.
Not a bit in the world. You couldn't tell they were in there if you didn't put some mayonnaise on them.
Well, yes, we get it. Made a cut. That's the truth. And it's the costliest eating a fella can do.
It sure is.
All these, a lot of these colored people are good cooks.
All the old people.
But when they go to the field, they don't eat.
Yeah, that's it. Now we've done all this. This is his, what he does. When he seems to think of, come on, let's sit down and let them do.
He said, didn't you hear about the vacuum cleaner?
I want you to take some of that now to Marvin.
I got a pan full at the house. Yes, ma'am.
Mankind. That crust is...
That's part.
I like it. You know, like Dr. Pepper, they used to put it at 10, 2, and 4. I'd like to come in and just get a little taste of this at 10, 2, and 4.
I bet he does, too.
Good thing. Yes, I think that would sort of change your view of things.
What's that?
You all just live better than we do.
We don't do any such thing. You have ham, and we can't afford that. We can't afford ham.
I'm sorry about that.
That's right. That is absolutely right. I can't afford
that. How long has it been since you cured your own meat?
Oh, it's been years.
Too much trouble.
No, you know, we lost all our hogs. They taken our hogs away from us. They turned them in his game. What? And people went in there, the hunters went in their pasture and killed them and carried them out. We ain't got no hogs. Haven't had a hog for years.
Now come again on that. You mean the hogs that you had over in the woods?
In the pasture. They taken them as game.
Just went over there and shot them.
Shot them and hauled them out.
Right before your eyes.
Right before our eyes, and weren't thinking in the world we could do because they're counted as game.
I never heard of anything like that.
I never did before in my life till they put all that pasture in the game reserve.
Oh, deer.
Mm-hmm. Deer, turkey, and hog, and quail, and squirrel is all game. A hog is a game, same as a deer.
But they were your hogs.
They was my hogs. And they wouldn't even let me go in there and get them.
You couldn't shoot your own hogs?
No, sir. If it was hunting season, Marvin could go in and get one if he wanted it.
What is the kind?
But we didn't get any of them. As soon as hunting season opened up, we weren't allowed to haul them out of there. To get them out. And soon as hunting season, why, people went in there and just slayed them.
How long has that been?
Oh, it's 5 or 6 years ago.
At all?
Mm-hmm.
And up until then, you had hogs all the time?
Up until then, we had hogs all the time.
So if you had hogs now, you'd have to keep them in a pen over there.
That's right. That's right. Well, I did too, but I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. I just never heard of anything like that. Never.
You all have seen some curious things in your time.
I sure have.
Yes, and very little of it of your making.
That's right.
You just live there and things come to you. Anything pleasant ever come?
No, not much.
I think about those good old, I think about those parties that you used to have.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe young people have that sort of fun.
No, they don't. They don't know anything about anything like that. I can sit down and tell my grandkids about it and a bunch of them around home about what we used to do. Well, what'd you do that for? All they think about is getting in the car and going to the picture show. Or going to the juke.
Yeah. Did you see that blaze the other night?
No.
That juke, one of the big jukes down there at Boardman burned up.
At Boardman?
Mm-hmm.
Colored juke?
It was called the Blue Dot.
Mm-hmm.
And was up at this end, just a little off the road, highway. And I heard Big Bessie talking about it. She said she didn't know about it until it was all over. And they were saying that the fire department went, but the time the fire department got there, it was about ready to fall in. They figured that's the way the fire department answered the colored people's calls.
Well, you know, the other day when them two men went to Hawthorne and robbed that bank, they parked the car around there on the parking lot and got out and was masked and went in and robbed the bank. And come out, and they said they didn't even, they called, well, while they were in there, they said they marched the personnel that was working in the bank in the back room, and they called the law and said they couldn't even get a call through. And they didn't, a law enforcement officer anything, go there till after the men was done gone. They had a mask on. The hotline was busy. I don't know what that is. It's a line that they call the officers in an emergency. And said that was busy. Said they couldn't even get a call through. And then after it was all over, WDVH and all of them went out there, you know, shoot, them men was done gone. Had the money and was gone.
Nobody had anything to show.
And
burn.
Well, they had the car sitting out there, and they said a little boy come along and got the tag number. Well, they carried it off down the road and left that thing.
Oh.
And I think they said it was a stolen car.
Yeah.
Off of a parking lot.
Well, I didn't do any good, did I?
Not on bit.
Oh, man. I'm glad I don't live any closer to the highway than I do. They can come back over here, too. I know that. But they're not likely to. Not as likely to. You know, I haven't seen Carrie walk in a long time. When I first come down here, I happened to be going over there, that direction. Well, I'll tell you how I knew her. You know, you know, down this road between here and the 441, mm-hmm. This old road. Who was it lived down there? She finally had her, don't you know, she had finally had her knees amputated. She belonged to Carrie's family.
Uh-huh. And that was Frank's sister, wasn't
yeah,
it, or mother?
Something like that. I forget what it was. But she was all right. She was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd always be out there in her wheelchair, and she's nice to talk to. And that's how I knew Carrie Walker, through her.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to work some of Carrie's daughter's boys over there one time. It's not her daughter, it may be a daughter-in-law. And I'm telling you, I really got into it. She's the pepperest thing I ever saw.
Who's that?
That woman that lives right next to Carrie in the house next to Carrie. Young woman. She works up there somewhere. Oh, she's peppery. Oh, you just... She lives a high life. Now, Carrie... Now, that's a curious thing. Carrie, one of the finest old citizens, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And there she gets somebody like that in the family. Oh, I tell you, no, that's too much for me. You don't like stormy weather.
I don't like stormy weather, not lightning.
You don't mind the rain?
I don't mind the rain, but I'm afraid of lightning.
And if it and when it thunders, there's lightning there.
That's right.
Well, how long you been like that?
Well, several years.
You never got hit by lightning?
Mm-mm. No, I never have.
You just learned your lesson. That stuff, yeah. I used to go out in an electrical storm. I just walk out just like
you. Well, I did too. Never thought nothing about it.
Never thought nothing about it. No. Lightning would crash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't mean anything to me.
I want Miss Mary to see Ajax. There's a little cloud coming up.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think it's very serious. But I want her to see Ajax if she's right down here in the corral.
Oh, he is. He did.
I want you just to see.
He's even on the next half while I
Let's go down and see him.
Here we go.
Show Miss Mary, Nick. Oh, you just can't know how much we appreciate this.
Oh, yeah, I've enjoyed it every bit.
Well, I just loved it, and I tell you, I'm going to put these biscuits up while you all go down and take a look at that young man. Well, sir.
He sure is a sweet thing.
Isn't he sweet?
Well, Miss Martha, I expect I better be running on.
On your way?
Oh, I hate to see you go.
I expect I better go. I got everything piled up.
You know that you remember that time you come over here and you were so sore you couldn't hardly sit down or stand up?
Oh, that's when I had the shingles. And my side?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I felt so sorry that day that I thought you were.
You really had 'em.
I had 'em bad.
Huh. But it didn't last long.
Lasted a long time.
Suppose it lasted 7 years.
Not the shingles.
Well, how'd you get over 'em so fast?
Well, I went to and stayed in the hospital 9 days.
Was that after you was over here?
Yeah. I got so bad off I had to go to the hospital. I kept worrying Jimmy. I thought every day Marvin would come home and find me dead.
It hurt that bad?
They hurt just that bad. And so he finally told me, well, just pack the suitcase and come over and stay over there. And then it took me the longest after I went to get over. Them things like to kill me.
Well, you didn't feel good the day after.
Oh, man.
Well, you got a good constitution. What give you all them things?
He said it was caused from my nerves. The shingles in the first place, they say, is a nerve.
Yes.
And them folks being over there in the house with me and James being hurt.
Oh.
First one thing I know.
Or just worry?
Yes, what he said. And, I could just let my nerves go run away with me again, but I just won't let them. I went over to see James, son, and him lined up there. And
oh, yeah.
He's in a cast from here down, and I don't know what day they're going to take his other leg off.
Yeah.
I'm going to run on before that cloud
There's
comes.
Enough to worry about to give anybody shingles, I guess, if you're just doing.
Y'all come over to where we stay.
Miss May, let me tell you something. I've got 2 ham bones with little ham on them, and I can't use but one. Could I give you one?
If you've got more than
I've got 2, and I've got to cook
this. You sure you can't use it?
No, I've got another one, see. And I've got to cook this for some young people. Who's gonna come out here? And I'll have this one, then I'll make me 3. Let me wrap this up and let you have it.
I'll cook it with a pot of butter, beans, or peas.
I know, that's what's so good.
I've heard of people having, worry and they break out, like the hives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I broke out around my waist.
And you just kept breaking out, and it turned into shingles.
No, it was shingles, he said, from the start. But I went and went and went and went, and they didn't know what they were doctoring me for. And one day he said,
yeah.
Jimmy was sitting down there, and he said, I just ain't sure what I'm doctoring you for. And I said, well, tell me, Jimmy, what makes this breaking out on my side? And he said, well, let me see. And he said that I had the whole fashioned shingle.
That's the first you knew about it, after you had been suffering from it all that time.
Yeah, that's the first I'd realized ever heard the thought of the shingle.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I didn't either. I'd heard enough about them.
Well, let me tell you, once you have them, you ain't going to get them again.
That's what they say. And you know people's having chicken pox? Did you know that little boy, that baby you seen at my house, Sunday, with them sores in his face?
Yeah.
That was chicken pox.
pure chicken thought.
But once you get the shingles, you're not going to have them again. You're not going to let yourself have them again.
But they tell me you won't ever have them but one time.
Even if you worry.
That's right.
Have something worse, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, Liza is the first one who told me that I worried. I didn't realize I worried. I didn't used to worry.
Who's Liza?
Liza Washington. She lived down the way there from Daisy. Daisy and Liza lived back there. She died about 2 years ago. She was 93, but she was a great spirit. And I'd sit over there, and we'd talk. And I'd talk away, you know, and she didn't like the way I talked. And she said, "Mr. Miles, you just worry too much." Well, I didn't realize I was worrying. Now, you reckon that's the way you got it?
I reckon so. That's what they say.
You just don't realize.
Well, thank you, Miss Miles.
Well, thank you. I can't thank you enough.
I guess this was it.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I'd love to share this pie with you.
I haven't got a bit of you.
Have you got some hot biscuits at home? I'm not going to let you have any of these.
I got biscuits. They're not hot, but I won't be long enough hotting them up.
Well, we'll see you.
Enjoy
first.
The visit.
Y'all come over. Well, we will.
Now, don't come out
here.
Now, that's the end of that long, fine visit. Unexpected, most pleasing visit. This Thursday, the 20th of August, 1970, Channel 2 right, around 470, 475. Channel 2 right, 470, 75. And that's the end of this beautiful, long visit, this Thursday, the 20th of August, 1970. And we cooked biscuits and made this pear pie. We cooked biscuits. Two big panfuls, and made this pear pie. And then we sat down and ate them. We sat down and eat them. It's 470 Channel 2 right now, 480 Channel 2 right. This, in the end of the visit, was Mary Townsend. Nick was in a little part of the time on Thursday, the 20th of August, 1970.